Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Oh, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I'm the Lord God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from the land to a good land and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Amorite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. I have heard the cry of my people, and I have come down to deliver them. You see, God always hears the cries of his people. And when he responds by sending his ministers to go and deliver his people. Oh, God, someone may be in your area. My Lord, this is not on my notes, but this will help somebody. Someone may be in your area of influence. That person may be your neighbor. That person may be your co-worker. They are crying out for deliverance. Oh, but you listen to God, and when he speaks to you, God doesn't have a physical body. The only body that he has in the earth is you and I. And that is what he uses to reach out to other people. So when he prompts you and lays it on your heart to reach out to somebody, he's responding to the cry of somebody else. Be obedient and listen to the voice of God and do it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If we just went home, we would have had a full meal. Thank you, Lord. the first point that we see here is God knew where Moses was. The priest, there were so many people in that temple, but Eli the priest located her and said, that which you have requested from God, may God grant you that which you have requested. In the mighty name of Jesus, this morning, I don't know what is on your heart, but I've come to announce to you by the word of God, that as the word of God comes forth this morning, as God locates you, may that which is on your heart, which is in line with the word of God, and which you are requesting from God, may you receive it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, number two, we see that God gave Moses a miracle. When you encounter God and his word, he will always transform your life. He will always give you a miracle. Sometimes in life, what we are looking for is help. Notice what he said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 5, verse 30 to 15. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be sensitive this morning. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 to 15. Notice what he said to Joshua. Thank you, Lord. He says, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? So he said, no, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. And Joshua did so. He says, I have come. Are you for us or for adversaries? He says, as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. I am here to help you. I am here to help you. I am here to help you. You see, in the very next verse, they were getting ready to take over Jericho. Jericho was a fenced city. Oh, the walls were so high and so thick. Historians tell us that 6 chariots could drive over the wall. And God is saying, see, I have given you Jericho. Sometimes in life, we come up to a point where it seems that there is a wall that is impenetrable and nothing can go through it. Oh, but God will always send us help. God will always send us help. In the mighty name of Jesus, no matter the impossibility that you are faced with, the word of the Lord this morning to you is, I am here to help you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God will always locate you and help you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice what happened to this man in John chapter 5, verse 2 to 9. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 5, verse 2 to 9. He says, now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? That's the question Jesus is asking you this morning. The sick man answered, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, rise, take your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked, and that day was the Sabbath. There are so many people lying around. This man has been in this condition. He has had this condition for 38 years. And he is trying to get into the water. Every time that he tries, he fails. Somebody gets ahead of him. So many times in life, it's not that we have not tried. It's not that we have not made an effort. We have prayed. We have fasted. We have done the best that we know how. But it seems that there are no results. Oh, but in the mighty name of Jesus, Jesus is here for you, and he will locate you. He will locate you, and every time that he come into contact with Jesus, he will ask you a question. What do you want? Do you want to be made well? What are you looking for? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, do you want to be made well? This man still has his eyes on the pool. The answer to what he is looking for is right there, but he has his eyes on somebody else. It's easy to take our eyes off Jesus and to put it in something else apart from God. To put our trust and our confidence in something that is not of God. That cannot necessarily help us. He's tried and he has failed. When Jesus asked him a question, he still has on his eyes on his past. He's still talking about his past. He's still talking about his failure. He's still talking about his defeat. Open your eyes, gentlemen. Jesus is here with your answer. Thank you, Lord. You see, in the name of Jesus, my prayer for you this morning is that in areas of your life where it seems that there is no success, may God show you mercy and may you begin to see the hand of God at work in your life. You see, the race is not to the swift. Notice what he says in Romans chapter 9, verse 15. Thank you, Lord. All of a sudden, this man's failure was turned to success. Romans chapter 9, verse 15. Thank you, Lord. Romans 9, 15. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then it is not of him who wails, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. Sometimes it seems even in life that people have gone ahead of you. Oh, people that you started with may have gone ahead of you. But he says it is not of him who wails, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, the mercy of God that located that man at the pool of Bethesda, may that mercy locate you and cause you, oh God, to go forward in life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, his failure was turned to success. His failure was turned around. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, the thing is, a miracle settles the issue. And one miracle in your life can totally transform your life. One miracle in your life can take you from sickness to health, can take you from poverty to God's abundance, can take you from a lack of peace to peace in your heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice what happened in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. Thank you, Lord. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. He says, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant fear the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slave. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, your maid servant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. And he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessels, do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt, you and your sons live on the rest. This man was a prophet. This man was a man of God, but unfortunately he had left debt for his family. The family was now, they were going to take his children away. The creditors have come. If you have ever been in the bondage of debt, you know it's a bondage. Oh, I pray in Jesus' mighty name that may poverty not know your address. It's a bad thing. May you be the one that has plenty to share with others, not be on the other side receiving the aid. But this woman woke up one day, she was in debt. By the end of the day, she was completely out of debt. And she has left over to take care of her family. But you see, the question again, you see, Jesus will always, God, when God always comes, you ask you a question. What do you have in the house? What do you have in the house? What you have in your life, God has given you certain gifts. He's given you certain abilities. Sometimes you may look on it and despise it and say it is nothing. We know in the New Testament that we are the temple of the living God. Oh, if we don't have anything even in life, we know that we have God, the creator of the heaven and the earth, living on the inside of us. He lives in us now. And if God be for us, who can be against us? What do you have in the house? What do you have in the house? What do you have in your life? What do you have in your house? Oh, you may say, what I have may not be enough. Oh, but the gift, the ability, the finances, whatever God has given you, when it is put in the hands of God, it has the ability. God has the ability for it to multiply and to have an impact, not only on your life, but on the life of others. One encounter with the word of God as you obey and yield your life to him, as you obey and yield everything to him. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see God multiplying your life. I see God taking your life and using it to make a difference. I see God multiplying those finances and you having an abundance so you can help take care of others. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I know God loves all of us. I know God loves you and he loves me. Sometimes I feel like he loves me more than everybody else. And then you will say, God loves you more than me. I'll say, no, he loves me more than you. We can keep going back and forth. But if you have ever experienced the love of God, oh, it will so transform your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, God can transform your life. You may wake up one day in one condition. The next day, you will wake up and he's totally changed it and turned it around for his glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, when you are in trouble or in life, David said at some point, one thing have I desired of the Lord. Sometimes you come up to a point, what you desire from the Lord is one thing, one miracle. Lord, this woman said, the creditor, that is what she was interested in at the time. That is what she was looking for from God. Oh, the creditors are coming after me. Your one thing may be different from my one thing, but ultimately you can look in your life and say, Lord, there is this one thing that I want you to do in my life. Amen. Do it, Lord. Let my life be transformed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Terminate any form of failure in my life, whether it may be physical, spiritual, whatever the failure is, terminate it in my life, Lord. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 7, Peter, and his friend had toiled all night long. They were experienced fishermen, but they had nothing to show for their efforts. Hard workers, yes. Futility of effort, yes. But here comes Jesus. He said, let me have your boat. The question again, what do you have? Give it to Jesus. Jesus preached in his boat. When he finished, he was conscious of his empty boat. And he said, let down your net for a catch. Let down your net for a draught. On that day, he let down his net and he got a big miracle into his life that he could use to take care of his family and then have some left over to share with others as well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Never get into hopelessness. Never get into despondency. Never get to the point where you say, what's the use of trying again? What's the use of serving God? What's the use of following God? It makes all the difference when we make a choice and a decision to serve the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There was a story of this young man. He got saved in a nation that has so much great persecution. So he left that nation and went into another country. He went into the United Kingdom. And while he was there, he was working in a restaurant and doing the best that he could. And still he kept being faithful to God and serving the Lord. And one day, this person came from one of these nations and a very rich man came from one of these nations and he only spoke Arabic. And he was looking to buy property. Now, everybody, I got everybody's attention now. I guess you have paid attention. He was looking to buy property. But every time he went, he only spoke Arabic. So he said, if he looked at the property, he told the people, me, oh, that's all he could say, all the English he could speak. Me, house, buy. That's what he kept saying. Me, house, buy. The people said, no, we are not selling our house. You, house, buy doesn't mean anything here. Me, house, buy. And so he kept going, and he got so frustrated. He said, these people, I don't understand what is wrong with these people. I'm trying to buy property out here. I'm trying to buy property out here, and no one wants to sell property to me. He happened to go into this restaurant that this young man, who had been faithfully serving God the whole time, was. And he heard this man speaking in Arabic and saying, telling himself, I'm trying to buy property here and no one wants to sell property to me. The young man said, I speak the same Arabic that you speak. The man said, do you speak English? He said, yes, I speak English as well. Then he said, can you help me? I'm out here trying to buy property. Can you interpret for me to these people so I can buy the property that I want? The young man said, I'm just fortunate to be able to even be able to work in this restaurant. And so I cannot leave this job. He said, I'll pay you very well. He said, how much are you going to pay me? This man said, I'll pay you £1 million a day. Very rich person. And the boy said, what did I just hear you right? You are going to pay me $1 million a day. And I mean, the person, when I heard the story, the minister was sharing the story, they didn't say how long he was going to have him for. But this person who had been faithfully serving God, this person who had been following God, all of a sudden, he woke up one day here in a minute, in a short while, his destiny had totally transformed from a financial standpoint. He went and told the restaurant owner, he said, today is my last day here. The man said, if you go, you know how I had to go through that, what I had to go through to have you here. If you leave, I'm not going to take you back. He said, don't worry about that. I'm not coming back. You don't need to think about that. but the point is, one word from God can totally change your life. Now, the next thing that we see happening in the life of Moses was that, he was lonely at the backside of the wilderness. But when it all was said and done in Exodus chapter 12, he was leaving the land of Egypt with a company of people, with 600,000 people beside women and children. Sometimes in life, it feels lonely. Sometimes when you're trying to do the right thing, it feels lonely. You can be in a big company and still feel lonely. You can be in a big city and still feel lonely. But in the mighty name of Jesus, by the encounter with the word of God and by the encounter with God, that ends the loneliness in your life. There was a leper in Matthew chapter 8 you have to realize, in the olden day, in that time, every time they went around, they had to keep ringing a bell. Leper, leper, leprous, leprous, get out of my way so you don't get infected. Get out of my way so you don't get infected. Oh, he was lonely, but when he came into the presence of Jesus and encountered Jesus, that was the end of his loneliness. His leprosy was completely cleansed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray, may God terminate loneliness in your life. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Moses, the fugitive, was also turned around so much. That when all was said and done, before he left Egypt, the people said, the same people that you are running from was the same people that were saying, you leave this place before you bring Egypt on its knees. sometimes you don't realize what you've done in life. Some people just don't like you. In the name of Jesus, when God turns your life around, the people that didn't used to like you will be the ones that will come to you and say, how can we partner with you? We are seeing that God is at work in your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I am having fun this morning. I am enjoying myself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is it so many times we read the Bible and we read verses in isolation? Notice in Hebrews chapter 13. Thank you, Lord. This will help you. Thank you, Lord. How do I receive God's word and walk in the fullness of it? Keep speaking God's word. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say. God has said, so we may say. What are we supposed to say? The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. God speaks his word so we can put his word in our mouth and say his word. And so when he gets to verse 7, he's continuing. Remember those who have rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But it's following all those verses where he's saying, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, oh, Moses said, I cannot deliver the people. God said, I will go with you. Who is with you in life is what makes all the difference. This morning, Jesus, before he left, said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Put that word boldly in your mouth. If God be for me, who can be against me? If he is for me, I know that I have help. I know that I'm not lonely. I know that I will come out victorious. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God is so faithful. When Moses encountered God on that mountain, that began the journey of the fulfillment of the destiny that God had for his life. Realize that God has a plan for your life. To Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 1:45, he said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. God knows you. Jeremiah 29:11 says that, I know the plans that I have for you, plans of good and not of evil, plans to give you a future and a hope. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God has a destiny for your life. But the thing is, don't ever forget this scripture. Don't ever forget this scripture. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Realize that the word of God is seed. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. Mark 4:26. Thank you, Lord. The word of God is seed, and when it is planted in our life, it will produce. It will produce. Mark 4:26. Never forget that. And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how, for the earth yields crop by itself, first the blade, then the head, after the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. He says he plants the seed of God's word in his heart. Plant the seed. Your heart is the ground. The seed is the word of God. When you plant that seed in the ground of your heart, it will grow and grow and become greater. But you see, the seed goes through a process. He says, first the blade, then the head. After that, the full grain. It is harvest time. Then you take that miracle and put it in your life. But you see, so many times, while the seed of God's word is working in our lives, the enemy will want us to look at the physical and be discouraged and give up. Notice what happened. Thank you, Lord. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. 1 Kings 18:41. This is one of the best stories illustrating that. 1 Kings 18:41. Thank you, Lord. Notice what he says. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. Was he not the same person that heard the sound of abundance of rain? There is nothing there. He said, go again. Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising up out of the sea. So he said, go say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. But notice that he kept going seven times. Oh! hold on to God. Don't give up. The seed of God's word will always produce. Oh, so many times what you are seeing in the word of God, what you are hearing is contrary to what you are seeing in the natural. And the devil will tell you it's not working. Respond back and say, the word of God is working and I will see the result. And sometimes all you may see is just the blade. As soon as he saw that, oh, he said, go. The rain is here. He heard the sound of abundance of rain, but it took 7 trips to see the manifestation of it. And even though he just saw something small, like a hand, that same hand, oh, that brought the rain, is that same hand that will transform your family. Is that same hand that will transform your finances. Is that same hand that will touch your life and make a difference. But you have to be willing to be persistent and refuse to give up when what you have heard, what you have heard is different from what you are seeing. Remember, you walk by faith but not by sight, and sooner or later the word of God that you receive by faith will change what you see. If you don't give up, thank you, Lord Jesus. When the doctor, we had out our first child, the doctor said we could not have any more children. That was it. I don't know about you. For me, that's not anything that doesn't line up with God's word. I reject it. We said no. We took God's word. My wife said it took her 6 months to get to that point. But she kept putting the word of God in her heart concerning that particular situation. And nothing was impossible with God. And to the glory of God, we have had 2 more children. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nothing is impossible to the word of God. Oh, I have come to know by his word and by experience, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Nothing. Settle that in your heart. If God says it, that settles it. This morning, oh, lift up your hands and say, Lord, look at me by your word. Look at me by your word. And failure in my life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's prepare our hearts to receive communion. This is a good one to receive communion on. That long-standing issue, this morning, by faith, it has to come to an end. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to pay an awesome price for you. He came to pay a price for your health. He came to pay a price for your wholeness. Oh, that situation in your life that seems unsurmountable, that seems it will never move. The word of God is applicable in every season of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. This morning you have heard God's word. If you don't know Jesus, today is the perfect day to begin a relationship with him. The thing is, for us who are saved, we have help. We all go through the same challenges, but we have help. But for you, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, your circumstance is different. Your first step is to come into the kingdom of God. I'm not talking about going being a church goer. I'm talking about having a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. If you are here this morning, or if you are watching us online or listening to this after the fact, and you want to give your life to the Lord Jesus, raise your hands and we will pray with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And remember, the blood of Jesus still speaks on our behalf. It speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Through the blood, our sins are forgiven. Through the blood, we can go into the presence of God. Through the blood of Jesus, we can have a relationship with him. And so, Lord Jesus, we come humbly before your table this morning. We come humbly and reverently. Lord, thank you for what you have done for us in Christ Jesus. We partake of this not in our own righteousness, but in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The blood that cleanses us from every sin. The blood of Jesus that heals every disease. The blood of Jesus that brings us into the presence of God and gives us a covering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And now we pray, Lord. We dedicate this time to you. We bless the bread. We bless. Oh, we call it the body of Jesus. We bless the wine. We call it the blood of Jesus. As it enters into our system, may it flush out every sickness and disease this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Glory be to the name of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 reads, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" You have to realize that God, Jesus, his body was broken that you might come into fullness, that you might come into God's very best, that you might come into wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Lord. He says, "In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.'" See, the Apostle Paul wasn't there when this happened. He said, "I received it of the Lord." Jesus Christ came and personally revealed it to him by revelation that this is what happened. This morning, like we have heard, no matter what the circumstance of life is, you can boldly say, "The Lord is my helper." No matter where you are, you can boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. God wants to help me. God wants to deliver me. God wants to take me and bring me to the place where I have, where he has destined for my life." So, he said, when he had given thanks, as you receive this, if there is sickness in your body, receive your healing right now. If there's anything in any circumstance in your life that looks like a mountain, receive your deliverance right now. Receive your wholeness right now in Jesus' mighty name. He said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's partake of his body this morning in Jesus' name. "In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Let's partake of his blood in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now talk to God. Thank you, Father. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. His presence is here. Talk to him in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, talk to the Lord. Thank him for his body. Thank him for his blood. In the name of Jesus, that he reads on further down what he says, that if you did, for some reason, some are asleep because they did this in an unworthy manner, not discerning the Lord's body. They were weak and sickly. This morning, discern his body. Receive his strength. Receive his healing. Receive his health. Receive everything that redemption has done for you and made available for you. Talk to God in the mighty name of Jesus. I curse that disease in Jesus' mighty name. If you are sick, put your hands wherever that sickness and disease is. I curse it in the mighty name of Jesus to the root. I command it to wither and to die. I speak health into your body from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. In Jesus' mighty name, I speak and declare your wholeness right now. In Jesus' mighty name, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Devil, take your hands off of God's property now. By the blood of Jesus, you overcome. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Let's worship him before we go this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. This week. Psalm 105 verse 13, speaking about God's word trying us. Psalm 105 verse 19, he was talking about Joseph. He said that until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. God's word tested him the whole time. When he was in prison, he was being tested. But one of those days, he woke up from being a prisoner and he was sent into the palace. One of these days, somebody will wake up and your life will totally take on a new different head. If that's you, say a big amen.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-1111. 5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.